are you talking about corn, Mr. Hastings? What do you call that green covering that you take off the ear?
The shuck.
That's the shuck. What about that thing that grows right at the top of
the tassel?
And what about that stuff that you have to brush off?
The pollen. Oh, you mean the silk that's on the ear. That's the silk. Mm-hmm. And then the pollen is in the tassel that blows from one tassel to the other to pollinate it.
Yeah. What about, what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Roast nears.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called mud nears?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just roast nears.
Yeah, just regular roast nears.
What about this type of fruit that you find especially around Thanksgiving? You know, it's big and people make
the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Pumpkin and cashews.
Are there a lot of those growing old?
Not too many of them anymore. They used to grow a lot of them. We grew them a lot, not as much for the table as we did for feed, because the mules, the cows, the hogs, everything liked that pumpkin. And we'd grow them back when I was a kid and coming up. We cleared new grounds every year in order to expand our farm.
Yeah.
And naturally, the land was rough, stumpy, and rooty. And you knocked up a lot of the plants that you planted, and after you got that up growing and started cultivation, we planted in corn the first year on the account of the lossage of knocking it up with the roots and plows dodging into it. Then we'd go back and plant pumpkins in the skips of that corn. And when we'd pull that corn, we'd take those pumpkins right on to the crib and put them in with the corn. And as you fed down to them, you fed those to the stock, just like you did the corn.
What about some different types of melons that grow around here?
Well, we have the watermelons and different types, the yellow meat and the red meat. And
is there any way to tell the difference without cutting them?
No, there's not. The only thing you can do there is knowing the color of the melons, because of, say, that we have a famous melon around here that is one of the best in the yellow meat. We call it the Mitchell yellow meat. Well, I can look at the melon on the vine and tell whether or not it's a Mitchell yellow meat.
Any special
melon? Or if it's a tender sweet.
Yeah.
The tender sweet is a yellow melon. I can look at the rind of that and tell.
What about the names for the other type?
That's the red meated melon.
Just call that a red
meat. That's right. And some of them, not around here. They could be grown here. It's called little pie melons. They're small. And or refrigerator melons.
Is that a type of cantaloupe?
No. Well, it does look a little bit more like a cantaloupe than it does a watermelon.
Yeah.
But and the meat is a different texture from a watermelon.
Mm-hmm. What about these little things that you see? They're, you know, about that size. They grow in people's yards and they kind of shape like an umbrella. They might grow on stumps or
gourds.
Well, it's not exactly a gourd. It's kind of shaped like an open umbrella. You know, it's got a stalk and then the top.
Oh, sunflower?
Well, it's not a flower. Some people eat these things.
Mushroom?
Yeah.
Mushroom, yeah.
Are they edible?
Some of them are and some of them aren't. You have to know the difference in those things or you can get poisoned. Some of them are very deadly.
Is there any particular name for the ones that aren't good to eat?
Yes, they do have names, but I can't give you offhand those names. Because
well, is a mushroom and a toadstool the same thing?
That's right. That's right. Toadstools or mushrooms.
Yeah.
Then you have another one that we always call the maypop mushroom that makes round, and when it gets dry and you'd be walking along, it's hollow inside and it will pop just like a maypop if you step on it. The fog will just fog out of it.
Yeah.
And if that stuff gets in your eyes, it's almost like pepper.
Is that right?
It burns you up.
Sounds like you've gotten into some.
I've been into everything. Yes, the kids in my day, we had to explore to learn.